93.1 WZAK. This is Access Cleveland, the show that keeps you connected with what's happening in your community. And what's happening is Susan G. Komen. They're keeping us aware. They're spreading the message. They're continuing the fight against breast cancer. How you doing, ladies?
Good. Hi, thank you.
Now, hanging out with me in the studio, I got to introduce my ladies here. Sophie Searle, the executive director of Susan G. Komen. Kim Sanders, the program manager for NEON. Jacqueline Bailey, program director of the Angel Network at South Point Hospital. It's my pleasure to have each and every one of you in the studio with me this morning, especially since Radio One is now partnering with Susan G. Komen, and we have so many different events that are coming up, especially the walk in Akron. Sophie, give us a little bit more information about this walk.
July 29th is when we have our very first Race for the Cure in Akron, because we usually host it in Cleveland in September. Mm-hmm. But this year we are adding on another race, and it's going to be a very nice event. We are partnering with the Firestone Country Club, mm-hmm. and we are actually starting at the Akron Racers Firestone Stadium, walking all the way through to Firestone Country Club. And this is, by the way, the Sunday before the PGA Tour starts, the Invitational.
Wow.
So there might be some
perfect
celebrities,
right,
there, we hope.
This is perfect.
And the ceremony, the Survivor Ceremony, is always the most, touching, I think, event of the day. And we have so many great sponsors who are supporting the event that you can get to meet. It's a great family event.
Now, I'm going to shift gears a little bit because, Sophie, you brought up the Survivors event. And we think about survivors, whether the women have lost their lives or whether they've managed to beat breast cancer. They are the motivators. And Jacqueline Bailey, you are a motivator because you are a breast cancer survivor.
I am, for 4 years now.
And you look wonderful. I wish people could actually see you. You look amazing.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about your story.
4 years ago, just out of the clear blue, I felt a lump, and it was time for me to have my annual mammogram anyway, which is so important. And when I went, to my surprise, it was a cancerous tumor. So since it was early enough, I was able to have surgery, have it removed, and I underwent chemotherapy and radiation. And so right now I'm doing well based on going through that whole process, but I am doing great.
What was the first thing you did when you found out, when you got the news?
Cried. Cried and called my best friends and just kind of sat down and did a reflection. It's like my whole life passed in front of me, and I was just like, wow, is this what it is, and why me? And I went through the whole grieving bit until I just got a grip on it and then started to get some information. And one of the things that really encouraged me was getting involved with Susan G. Komen. Even when I was going through chemo, I went and there was an opportunity for me to learn about Komen, and I went to my first race that first year. And the most amazing thing for me was the survivor ceremony. So they lined up people from 1 year surviving to 30 years of surviving, and I was in that very first group. And when I turned around and saw at least 1,000 women behind me, I was like, oh my God,
wow.
You don't have to die from breast cancer. You can survive. You can have a great lifestyle.
Right.
And even though it's different, it's phenomenal. And when you know that right now there's so many survivors in the United States, but that pink parade of people, and then Sophie had the nerve to write my name on her back, and she ran with my name, and it was just, I mean, we cried and shed tears together. It was so beautiful. And from that point on, I've been an advocate for breast cancer, getting early detection, screening, because so many of our women, especially African American women, are at risk from dying from breast cancer, and you don't have to.
And that's the message we're spreading today. You don't have to die from breast cancer. Do you know the statistics? Where to go to get a mammogram? And did you know your very own hairstylist can save lives and take a stand against breast cancer? We got details you don't want to miss. More with Susan G. Komen right here on Access Cleveland. Coming up next, it's 93.1 WZAK.